I want to talk about what it feels like to be a spectator at the most important game of your life. This week, the future of artificial intelligence was laid out in public, a rush of powerful new models from American companies and Chinese companies, one after another, in the space of a few days. And if you live where I live, in Europe, or frankly, almost anywhere that isn't the United States or China, you watched it the way you'd watch a match through a fence. It's about your future. You're not on the field. Let me be careful here, because this is a place where it's easy to slide into either despair or nationalism, and I want neither. The people building these systems are not villains, and the countries building them are not enemies. But there's a plain fact underneath the excitement that I think we should sit with honestly. The technology that will increasingly shape how we work, learn, get medical advice, and understand the world is being designed by a small number of companies in two countries, according to their values, their priorities, their idea of what's safe and what's worth doing, and most of humanity simply receives the result. So let me think forward, calmly. What does it mean to keep your autonomy, your sense of authorship over your own life, when the most powerful tool of your era is made somewhere else, by people you'll never meet, answering to no one you can vote for? I don't think the answer is to give up. And I don't think it's to pretend a small country can outbuild a superpower. I think it's something quieter and more within reach, to stay a conscious user rather than a passive one. To know whose model you're using and what it's optimized for. To keep alive the parts of your thinking, your work, your judgment that you don't outsource. To treat these tools as powerful instruments you pick up deliberately, not as the water you swim in without noticing. Here's my honest calibration. I'd put it near certain that this two-superpower shape holds for years. The gap is too large and too well-funded to close soon. What I'm genuinely unsure about is whether the rest of us become merely a market, consuming whatever the two giants build, or whether we hold on to something harder to measure. The insistence that our lives, our languages, our values are not just default settings someone else chose for us. That part isn't decided in a lab. It's decided in how we each choose to live with these tools. And that's where I'll leave you. The race has two runners, and you and I are probably not going to be one of them. That's worth being clear-eyed about, without bitterness. But being a spectator to who builds the technology doesn't mean being a spectator to your own life. The most important thing you own is still the choice of how much of yourself you hand over to any tool from anywhere. Keep that choice conscious. And you remain the author of your life, whoever builds the machine. That was always the only sovereignty that truly mattered. This case was examined at GAFAM.ai.